Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant, and we are counting down the days. 10 days, 5 hours, 59 minutes, 52 seconds, 51 seconds. Until things get underway in Philadelphia for the 2017 NFL Draft. And one of the young men preparing for that next level is the Virginia Tech standout outside linebacker slash defensive end, Seth Dooley. Seth, we appreciate you taking some time. Before we get into the nooks and crannies of what you do best, I have to ask you this question. Have you woke up yet and maybe thought you were late for practice since you know that all your teammates are going through spring ball right now?
Yes, multiple times.
So, what's that like knowing that, you know, that you are, you're kind of, you know, you're, you know, I mean, usually guys say it went by in a blink of an eye. I don't know if you kind of share the same view, but, you know, what's it like knowing that you're, you know, your time at, you know, VT's kind of moved on and now you prepare for this next level?
It has, as a freshman, you feel like it's moving in slow motion. And then as you start traveling and get your red shirt year out of the way, it flies by. And it went by a little quick. I feel like it went by super fast, but I enjoyed every minute of it.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days of football, did you play way back then?
I played, you know, as a kid, like elementary school. And I played a year of JV when I was in middle school, and then I didn't start playing football legitimately until my junior year in high school.
Wow, that's crazy. So I'm curious. So you know, junior year rolls around. I'm sure you probably played multiple positions growing up. But how did you kind of find yourself, you know, on the defensive side of the ball? Maybe you were on the offensive side of the ball. I guess I'm getting ahead of myself. I guess when you started your junior year, where did they place you at?
My junior year in high school, they had me at tight end on offense, and I played defensive end on the defense side of the ball. And then senior year, we had a ton of injuries, so I ended up playing running back, which was actually a lot of fun.
Wow.
And then one of our other standout defensive ends, he tore his ACL, so they put me at middle linebacker. So it was
it was
different. So I played 1 year defensive end in high school. So, but yeah.
Wow. Well, obviously, you did enough in that short amount of time that a lot of other schools recognize the ability that you had. So, obviously, I mean, you know, junior year, I mean, and that's a big year, I mean, just to get the film out because, you know, they were looking to recruit early. How did you kind of know Virginia Tech was going to be the best place for you moving forward?
Well, I was raised a Hokie fan. My dad has been a Hokie fan his whole life. So, I always loved the Hokies. And so, like, you know, living somewhat near Blacksbury, I was a Hokie fan, but I don't know. I visited a few other schools. I visited UVA and other schools in Virginia. I had a chance to get on Tennessee, but Tech, something about Tech is just it's a very tight-knit community, like the football team, a very tight group, and the coaches. When Coach Beamer was there and now Coach Fuentes' group, they're still a very tight-knit group and just hard-working blue-collar guys, and that's, you know, I fit straight into that category, so it's a perfect fit.
Definitely, definitely. Awesome, man. Once again, Seth Dooley, the standout outside linebacker slash defensive end, kind of taking us up the queue on what he brings to the table as we get to know this young prospect as he makes his path towards the 2017 draft. If you miss any of this show in its entirety, you guys know it's always available and free at iTunes under the Players Platform Show. We'll be posting its bio at CollegeToPro.com as well. I'm curious. I mean, you arrive, you know, at Virginia Tech. You know, you know, you're playing on the defensive side of the ball. When do you kind of get the idea that you know you have an opportunity to get to the next level, Seth? Because you know as well as anybody, this opportunity doesn't present itself to every single guy out there.
Mm-hmm.
So when do you kind of get the idea that, say, you know, like, hey, what I'm doing, I'm kind of getting noticed and the guys at the next level are noticing me?
My freshman year, I was you know, on scout team and doing all that, and the seniors on the team would come up to me and be like, yo, you're doing a great job. You know, keep it up. Like the scouts who come now, they're already looking at you because you're, you know, you have a nice body and you move well. And if you keep working, like you have a chance. And you know, as a freshman, I'm like, oh yeah, whatever. Like I'm just starting out, but you know, probably my redshirt sophomore year, the spring of that year, I had a really good spring and stuff just started clicking. You know, I had the playbook, all the players are coming together. It just felt like everything, you know, just started working a little bit faster, start clicking. I was just getting a good feel for the game, and I felt like I had a good season that year. And then I was like, you know what, like I could have a shot. Like I could do something next level. You know, never really like thought about that much while I was, you know, playing because I was so focused on, you know, doing handling the business here. I mean, on the off season, you know, looking back and, you know, thinking, I was like, well, you know, I got a shot, right? You know, I have a chance. I could do something with this. So.
Nice, nice. And I'm curious. I mean, how much? Maybe it was an easy decision. Maybe it was something you really, tormented yourself over. But you know, knowing you had, you know, a year of eligibility left, you know, what kind of, you know, what went into you kind of making the decision that you were going to enter the draft?
It was a tough decision. It was actually probably one of the tough decisions I had to make in my life at this point. Because I love Virginia Tech. I love the community. Like I said, I love everything about Virginia Tech. But, you know, sitting down, talking to my family, I had got my degree my junior year. So I graduated a little bit early. I was working
nice.
My second degree.
Congratulations.
And, you know, appreciate it. Yeah, so having all that and just, you know, talking to the family and at the end of the day, it had to do with like what I thought, you know, because it's my life, so, you know, it had to do with best for me or what I thought that Tom was right or not, and I just, you know, decided that I was going to take my shot. So
awesome, awesome stuff, and here we are, 10 days away, and obviously we spoke prior to the show, and you've been doing all the things that come with being a prospect in terms of your combine prep workout and getting ready for pro day and all those things. Kind of take us through pro day. I mean, what numbers do you know that you had, and how did you feel position drills went? And I'm keep piling the questions on for you, Seth. That versatility you bring with your size as an end or linebacker, and kind of where you think you may end up at the next level.
Well, I feel like I had it with my coaches. I sat down with my coaches and they told me the numbers, and I feel like I had a good day. You know, beforehand, while we're training, you have somewhat of a range that you go into pro day thinking that you're going to hit. And I hit all my numbers. I hit 21 reps on the bench press. I was ran a 4.66. On the 40.
Wow.
I jumped a 10 on the broad jump. And I'm trying to think of any other numbers I know. I was weighed in a 248-ish, pretty much 250, and I was around 6'4", maybe a little bit higher. So,
nice.
Yeah, I hit.
Great size.
I was, yeah.
That's excellent, man. Excellent. And a good day for you, though? I mean,
yeah,
position drills went well?
Yeah.
Awesome. Hey, that's what you want to hear.
Yeah. Have a
yeah.
good day.
Awesome. I'm curious, and you know, sometimes I hate asking this question because when guys say no, I think they kind of feel like they, like scouts didn't pay attention to them because, you know, I've been to countless number of pro days, and sometimes a scout will walk up to you and just maybe say, hey, Seth, good job. Sometimes they just pack their notebooks up and walk straight out of the field house. I mean, in terms of your pro day, did, you know, any teams kind of say, hey, you know, give you a nod, shake your hand or anything?
You know, going into the broad jump, some coaches jumped a 10. That was my second attempt. You know, some coaches, oh, that's a great jump, son.
Huh.
Things like that. after pro day, I made a note to, you know, hang around. And if there's any scouts over there, you know, go up and talk to them, greet them. And I just try to do my part and go out there and talk to them.
Nice.
And a few of them said you had a great day. So, I mean, I like the compliments. Yeah, so.
Definitely. Seth, I tell you what, kudos to you for for having the heads up ability to kind of make sure you made yourself known to those guys. At all-star games, the scouts and, they're waiting in the hotel lobby to talk to the kids, and the kids are all up in their rooms. It's just kind of like,
yeah,
these guys are here to see it. Yeah, so I'm glad you made it a point to stay afterwards to make sure that, hey, I'm Seth Dooley. Let's talk. You can get to know me a little bit better. Let's kind of get to know you better on what you do on the field, Seth. I ask this question to every guest that comes on this show. If we threw you in the film room right now with some scouts, they're breaking down tape. What do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the table?
I feel like I do well in the run part of the plays, and also pass rush. So I kind of get double best of both worlds in some way. So it's like that's a good trait I have. I don't know. I just try to give 100% every play. Doesn't matter how many plays I have. If you give me 5 plays, I'm gonna try my hardest for the 5 plays. Give me 50, I'm gonna try as I can with 50, So, like, that's another trick. If you put on the film, that's what you see. So.
How about what goes unnoticed? Scouts can only see so much on film. What do they need to know about you that, is a big plus? It could be leadership qualities, maybe game film study. I know reading your bio, I know you are a little bit of a weight room warrior. I know you can get after it there and, put up some numbers. But again, in your words, what are some of the things scouts should know about Seth Dooley that they're not going to be able to identify by, watching tape? That's a big bonus for you.
Well, yeah, I love staying in the weight room. That's one of my hobbies I had before I started playing football. My dad was a little bit of a meathead back in the day, so at a young age, I fell in love with lifting some weights. So I do that. Try to stay in there, and as I learned, I try to pick the brains of our strength coaches. Like, that's good ways of staying healthy, stay in the weight room, workout flexibility, things like that. Me and some of the seniors who I was with this past season, we tried to get each other and, the younger guys, like, after practice, even though it's hard because you're tired and you want to go home, we try to get them, get them in the film room and watch a little bit of film, of practice, just cleaning up some stuff. And I think all around, I'm a team first guy. I feel like at least in college and high school, if you show the underclassmen, you show each other that you genuinely care for each other and that you'll put them in front of you in certain circumstances, then they're gonna play harder for you, and therefore your team's gonna be you're gonna win more games in a sense. So. I try to be a team first guy anytime I can.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Seth Dooley here on the C2P, breaking it down with one of the Virginia Tech Hokies NFL draft prospects. Seth, we're almost out of time. We always like to leave the show with some lighthearted off the wall questions. Are you ready to take a shot with some of those?
I'm ready.
All right. Now you had a couple head coaches there. Obviously Coach Beamer, retired, moved on. And then you have Coach Frientes there now. Does anybody do a great impersonation of either one of those two gentlemen? And if they do, would they do the impersonation in front of them?
Who does a good? I think one of my teammates, Jonathan Guante, he does a great impersonation of Coach Beamer. Kind of a – this is, the old thing he said. He has his things he always says, and I think that's a funny guy when he impersonates him. And
excellent.
One thing you can't really impersonate him because he doesn't give you much to work with yet. You gotta wait and get him when you get impersonate his laugh or something. But most of the time he keeps it professional, so it's kind of hard to impersonate him.
He's keeping it quiet on you guys. Yeah, maybe some of those freshman guys that are there, maybe by the time they're seniors, they'll have this guy figured out. This question, Seth, I think you guys like to answer the most. At least I think you guys give a lot of thought to. How about female celebrities? If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to dinner?
I'd take any celebrity. Well, we're talking athletes. I probably had to take Bruce Smith because he came through Virginia Tech and he played my same position, and he went on to the NFL, broke records. He has set records, and he's a Hall of Famer. I'd love to go pick his brain for a little bit, learn some stuff from him. I think that'd be a good experience.
Nice, nice. Now, if we switch gears, how about female celebrities? Just female celebrities, period.
That's a tough one. I guess probably Megan Fox when she was back in the Transformer days,
Yeah, that was a strong one. Yeah, that one hit you hard. You're like, who is that?
Yeah, that was a good great response, man. Yeah. Huh? You went up a couple notches in my book, Seth, with that response. And then the last one, and the last one for you. This is I really get a kick out of this question because this just could go anywhere. It could be family, just anything. We've been working with Eric Dorsey. He's the man behind the scenes at Illustrative Creations. He paints and puts the spray jobs and the ideas on your cleats. If you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want sprayed on there?
Man. That's a good question. If I get any sprayed on my cleats, probably my grandparents' initials and probably some mountains or something. Something cool, I don't know. I would think about that. Yeah, probably my grandparents' initials because my grandfather, he passed away before I was right when I was born, so I haven't really had a chance to.
Okay.
I never had a grandfather growing up, so I thought that'd be pretty special. And then I'm a really big outdoorsman, so maybe like some kind of like crazy like mountain scenery or something cool.
Nice, nice. And then the last one, and then you and your father can argue after the show. Who's the better weight room warrior between you and your father? Even if he was in his prime, who's more likely to tear it up more?
Oh, I got it. It's me for sure.
Mr. Dooley, if you're listening, your son called you out.
Yes. I think he'd admit to it too by now.
He's listening right now. He just went to the gym. So hey man, you got 10 days to find out where you land. I'm excited for you. Obviously, you had a great career and obviously, a lot going on. But hey, we always like to stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, my man.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the time.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Seth Dooley, the standout defensive end / outside linebacker. And they did a lot with him at Virginia Tech. They were able to kind of, put him in the, different techniques and kind of bring him off his hand in the dirt as well as standing up. And, he kind of said, he doesn't mind doing either. And, he enjoys, kind of just coming off the edge, being able to kind of see a little bit more when he stands. But if you want more of Seth, you guys know the drill. You can go back and listen to this show again, iTunes under the Players Platform Show, and then we'll be getting this bio up at collegetopro.com. We always like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about the Virginia Tech standout, Seth Dooley.
This has been a collegetopro.com exclusive.